We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, there was some in the media that got smitten with this idea that all these free agents flock to Tampa. We had some guys call, but there's only so much money that can go around.
Dale Arnold.
Did I?
Oh!
In a drive to right. There it goes.
Dale, you know, it's 162-game season. You know, we get to take these things one at a time. Can I pitch a lick and we're not going to sit on our hands and just roll over and die?
Rich Keefe.
What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa?
It's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
However he gets sauced, he's going to be sauced with the special sauce.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It's Jersey Day. It's the first Jersey Day we've ever had. And I know some of you think having Jersey Day on the radio is stupid, but we
you know what? You're stupid.
Media.
Exactly. If you think that, you're stupid.
We have social media. We've already seen videos.
And we're losing our minds.
We're also streaming the show, too, on the radio.com app.
Ooh. How about
there
that?
We go.
If you want to see us in all our glory.
Well, you
wish
see
I had
two
known
of
that
us.
Before I did
You don't
this.
See all three of us, but you see two of us.
Wait, who's not on?
You don't
I'm
see
not on the radio.com app.
You can hear them. Why not? Your computer has like a camera on it. Can
yeah,
we zoom
up.
You in?
Fire it up. I don't know if we have the technology for that.
Heck
the
no.
technology. The whole world has it. Zoom has become the most popular word in our
Zoom
society.
Zoom stock.
Kids
should've
are zooming. Zoom businesses are zooming. Everybody's zooming.
Zoom.
I did not have a Zoom app on my phone until this happened.
Teddy Bridgewater did his media availability with the Panthers yesterday with about 900 reporters in the Zoom conference room.
I saw that.
All these little squares
that
on the screen.
That was pretty cool,
which is
actually.
Funny because when I tried to log... So they could do that, but I tried to log into Devin McCourty's conference call the other
couldn't
day and couldn't get in.
Hey, did you try to get in on Brady's?
Yes.
Did you try to ask a question?
I did not.
See, we did, and we got access denied.
Well, obviously.
What do you mean, obviously?
They're not going to let you ask.
Well, why?
Hard asses at WEEI.
Oh, yeah, real hard ass over here.
Tom, why'd you turn our back? You're back on us.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, what gives you the right? I'll hang up and listen.
Sorry.
Violating several of the rules that Lucy put forth for sports talk radio callers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's the rules of callers. What are the top rules?
Well, first of all, I'll hang up and listen. If it wasn't on Lucy's list, should have been.
You don't like that? I think that means like I'm done here and I'm listening.
I just
and
got
that,
one point to make. I want to bring up a topic. I'm not the professional, so I'm not going to talk on the radio.
I kind
I'll
of
let
appreciate
you
it. I'm going to hang up and listen.
You're more of an idea man like me.
Yeah. I don't mind that. Sometimes you get into a back and forth. I don't mind that either. But sometimes it's just sort of, I just want you guys to kick around this topic.
Right.
And I want to hear what you have to say.
Maybe the sequel to Lucy's instructions for callers should be instructions for hosts.
I don't think there needs to be any
like,
instructions for hosts.
You shouldn't attack
callers.
We
are rule breakers here on this program.
No, I don't think that would be a good rule.
You attack callers a little...
I don't think that's a...
Aggressively...
What if a caller attacks a host? The host
is
just
defending
to
yourself.
Yes.
Stand your ground. Yeah. That's fine. I think sometimes
self-defense.
You attack first.
I think most of it's self-defense.
You're a bit proactive in the attacking.
What I can do is read into tone, and sometimes...
You are far from the expert on tone. We can revisit the manager of the Boston Red Sox and the tone you used to
give
him.
You're going to hang your hat on Andy Dalton? Go ahead. The Bengals? All right. That's a former manager, two managers ago. That's neither here nor there. But sometimes a caller calls in, and you can tell that they're trying to ruffle some feathers. And then I will just...
And you play along.
Stand my ground.
You don't actually get mad. You play along.
I just play a game.
Yeah.
You're the idiot who calls in. It's like, we have to play Andy Dalton twice a year. I don't remember that. That
I see
was
how
a
you played
time.
Along.
Okay.
It's because you were seeing red. You were so angry attacking a man.
I didn't say he was an idiot. I said he sounded like an idiot. There's a big difference there.
You kidding, John? That's the most embarrassing thing anybody has ever said. Oh, we're in a division with Andy Dalton.
We're hung up on Andy Dalton there. I don't
you
remember
are
that
a
call.
Bully.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
I
that was to shine. That was to shine on the officer.
No. I shoved him into a corner.
Bully Keith.
We prefer to say that Rich runs a little hot sometimes.
I do sometimes.
Little.
And I think that's good. You want to have passion. If sports don't bring out passion, then what's the point?
Well, they missed the playoffs three times. They still make the playoffs so many times.
That was me doing my Andy Hart impression.
Hey, Dale, you didn't give me a chance to talk about jersey number two.
Oh, God.
I was getting there. Save it for online.
No, save it for online. It's a tease for online. Go to our Dale Keith.
That's for our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, exactly. Head on over there and you can see Andy Hart wearing his new jersey.
Can we make money with our Patreon subscribers? Because if we are, I'm all in.
Andy Hart stole a jersey.
You need to give me
college.
A Twitch Prime sub if you want to see that.
Twitch Prime sub.
All right, enough with the self-promotion. Everybody relax. Everyone's losing their minds.
Intercom.
Let's focus on the main attraction, the Dale and Keefe show.
That's right.
With Andy Hart.
With Andy Hart. On Fridays.
On Fridays.
As opposed to plugging right. Andy Hart on WEEI.com incessantly.
Well, we need to
Fast
do,
Five. Dale, I don't know if you know,
but we're a team.
We're a family here. The website is part of this company.
Let me use the word synergy as we try to promote, you know, it's
cross promotion,
on air.
We can help
Twitter.
You can help us. You scratch my back, I'll
We're also on Instagram.
I can't scratch your back these days.
No, with a 6 foot back.
One of those
scratcher,
long.
Yeah. With like a
just do it like a bear, maybe up against a tree.
With like a defenseman lacrosse stick.
Yes, long pole. Long pole for your scratching of your back.
Yeah.
But we work together, Dale.
Yeah, we do.
We're a team. We're a family.
Yeah,
all for one and one for all.
So we
can't spell W-E-I without, well, there is an I in it, and it's we. We'll stick with the we part, not the I part.
Just go there. So apparently, at least as far as I know, because none of us could get through to ask questions of Tom Brady during his conference call the other day.
Not allowed.
So Tom E. Curran was forced to email him.
That's right.
And he Do you got think, a return email.
Is he just like tom.brady@gmail.com? Or what do we think Brady's email is?
Probably at tb12.com or something,
at TB12.
Right?
Oh, TB12. I bet they
it's
have their own.
It's going to be on brand.
Do they have their own one?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
They're a big enough company now with all those trainers and nutritionists.
So you get your own email.
Probably get an email address.
You don't think he's at Hotmail?
No, I am, but no.
Brady12@Hotmail. Could be.
So... do you believe, Brady, that he's no more motivated now than he ever has been?
No. I don't at all.
I never believe Brady.
I think, again, 20 years and...
You weren't saying that when he was here, by the way.
I was. No, I was.
Wait, who are you talking to?
You.
Oh. Yeah, you, a different story.
No.
For many years, you would have
to
believe what he said.
I took a lot of criticism on Patriots.com because everybody thought I was a Brady hater.
So I think over the course of 20 years, Brady... is always motivated at like a level 10, probably, right? Always there.
Yes.
But kind of coming in as a sixth round pick where everybody passed up on him multiple times, there's a little bit more motivation. Then
we're up to 11, 12?
Yeah, probably. And then, the team's only good because they were cheating during Spygate. Okay, a little bit more motivated.
Sound effects.
Deflategate, you're a cheater specifically. The next year, a little bit more. Oh, I missed the Garoppolo draft pick. The team doesn't really believe in you. They think you're old, so we're going to draft a quarterback in the second round. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Extra blips on that one.
I'm like the mountain climber in Price is Right. And then now, this year, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft didn't really want you.
All through the roof.
I think this is the most motivated he will ever be.
We actually don't need John Dewey. I mean, you can do all your own sound effects.
I've been telling you that for years. Ever since I did podcasts with him.
Well, it's
only a little late.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Whole segment's
thanks,
over. Nice job, John.
Remember when we prepared this whole segment?
Right. Maybe we'll do it next week.
No, but I think, again, like even the
nice.
Doesn't really apply.
No whammy. Stop.
Again, the least motivated Brady is probably still more motivated than a lot of other quarterbacks, but there are certain times throughout his career where I think there's a little bit more of a spark, and this is definitely one of them.
Here's the Tom Brady quote to Tom E. Curran. Quote, "I'm always motivated to do the best I can for many reasons. The main motivation I have is the love of the sport, and that I want to continue to do something I love to do. It's not any more difficult than that," unquote.
Thank you, Dale. That's right. Because then you get, you know, the Tom V time. You know, he just wants to be appreciated and all that stuff. So there's a lot of different motivations for him.
And let's not forget, I know you hate when I throw out my cliches, but sometimes there's a crossing of paths of want to and can't in the game of football. And I think that's a little bit like, I think a lot of people love the game of football. And then at some point, they can't play it anymore. They still love it every bit as much as they loved it early in their career.
In the case of Tim Biakabutuka, maybe never could.
Maybe never. That's true. But a guy, you know who comes to mind? John Lynch, when he signed with the New England Patriots.
Oh, he was fried.
I think he still loved football.
Sure.
You know how I know?
because he stayed in football with his career. He now he went to the broadcast booth. Now he runs an NFL team. He loves the game
of
football.
And because he played in the fourth preseason game.
And fell on his face. Yeah. He literally tried to change direction and fell down like one of those guys that gets crossed over on an internet video.
Right. That's right. Sad.
And he still loved the game every bit as he ever loved it. He just couldn't play anymore. It was a can't.
So do we think this guy, being Tom Brady, gets motivated by certain things or listens to what people are saying? Let's hear from him a couple years ago.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
So if you were just focused on the love of the sport and wanted to continue to play, you sure as hell wouldn't read or listen to what other people say about you. And I think that's great, by the way. If you want to use that as motivation, if you want to use whatever the hell it is, being a sixth-round pick, Belichick not wanting to give you 2 years, whatever it is, but don't pretend that every year is the same and I just love the sport. Like, that's not true either.
He's the most competitive person. When you're competitive, you're trying to prove everybody wrong.
Michael Jordan brought up his high school basketball coach who cut him as a sophomore to his Hall of Fame speech to be like, that guy cut me. Like, that was 40 years ago, Michael. Get over it. He's like,
accomplished a little thing or two since then.
That guy's sitting there like, geez, God. Like, all right,
you make
on.
One mistake in life. No one lets you
hear
the
end
of
it. He got better. What do you want me to tell you, Michael?
I thought Billy Smith was a better player at the time.
Sorry, Michael. My God. So he held on to that. So these great athletes are going to use whatever they can to motivate him, and it's certainly more than just love of the sport.
Now, we said this during his press conference that they wouldn't allow either of you guys in on to ask any questions. Nope. We said, you know, Tom takes the high road. He's not going to say anything, you know, controversial. So Tom E. Curran, in the email to Tom Brady, asked him how hard it was going to be getting himself out of New England after 20 years, how hard it's going to be on he and his family. Here's another Tom Brady quote, and get the schmaltzy music ready again.
Well, John's got that ready.
As for the past, present, future, I think one thing we all have ahead of us is one day at a time. It's always hard for us to follow that, but the world has a way of reminding us that we better focus on just that. Come on, Tom!
Again.
You guys are nailing the sound clip. Your own little sound bites.
We provide our own sound effects.
And I agree with you 100%, Dale.
Let me ask you guys this question. So, again, Tom E. Curran exchanging emails with Tom Brady. We're kind of ruling out Hotmail. We don't think it's that. How do you think Brady...
It should be.
How do you think he signs his emails? Is he a cheers Tom? Is he a best Tom?
XOXO Tom?
Could be, like Gossip Girl?
Feels great, baby.
Is he a sincerely, or is it just sort of like space, TB12?
Yeah, see, in the Tommy Curran email, it was space, TB12. If he was writing to Karen Garigian.
Yeah. Oh, miss you. Love
miss you.
Love
you.
I love you. Or is it just like Brady? Like, how did you? Or he might even have like a signature where it has like the whole TB12 logo and all that stuff.
With a link to buy something. The way he sells
stuff
and promotes.
Or is he a stamper?
Stamper?
Yeah, so like you have your signature on a stamp and you just stamp it.
No. He emailed.
This isn't snail mail.
He emailed. Know, yeah, he had a feather, and he was sitting there.
Maybe you have a digital one, Keith.
By candlelight, he was.
Well, nice
he didn't write Colonel
stamp.
Letter.
And you do have a digital signature, though, that can be automatic when you send it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does he have
like a fancy one?
But even then, some people
add the personalized one above it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and they'll have some sort of corny, like, sincerely next
TB.
To it.
No, it's probably TB by TB, the new thing he just
trademarked.
That.
TBXTB.
Yeah. And if you see that anywhere, tell them I'm coming for them.
Your free t-shirts are in the mail. Make sure you wear them around.
I don't want that
promotion.
Shirt. I don't like that shirt at all. TB times TB.
I don't think a lot of TB fans want that stuff right now. That was my question. Is he going to lose business because he moved on? Like, what portion of the Patriots fan base that was buying TB12 products will be like, I'm not paying that premium anymore. I can get the same whey protein for half as much, and you turned your back on me. I'm out.
Jarrett Stidham should come up with something like knockoff peanuts and like knockoff stuff. And like
he's got the good number, too. Because four,
JS4?
Like four life or something. Like there's four so many life. Ways you can spin four.
That's a good point.
To have a marketing slogan.
Yeah. People would buy that.
Obviously, his sales here are going to evaporate, I think.
Yes.
Now, they will pick up, obviously, in Tampa, but I'm going to suggest that the volume in Tampa is not quite the same as the volume across six states of New England.
But I also think nationwide, I don't know how well his like bands and those things will sell. But like the Tom Brady jersey and some of that stuff will be through the
roof. The jersey. I'm talking more the actual TB12 product line, supplements, nutrition, all of those things that are very expensive.
There is still some of the, like, I think, again, New England fans will be different, but there's still something about the greatest player ever like that. People are into that.
Sure.
Again, you kind of burn the people here or however you want to feel it. And it's like he's not your guy anymore. But everybody else, it's like if, you know, Michael Jordan was selling something or if Wayne Gretzky was selling something, you're like, well.
Yeah, but the problem is you can also just buy the same thing somewhere else for cheaper. 30% less because it doesn't say TB12 on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he's going to face that uphill battle. And even in Tampa, I mean, how long is he going to be in Tampa? 2 years?
Probably two, maybe three.
Maybe. Yeah. So, like, I'm not latching on to this guy with the same passion and loyalty that has been built up in 20 years in New England. He turned his back on a very, I would say, profitable fan base. He took his Tupperware party elsewhere.
Yes, he did.
It's not going to be quite as popular.
No.
It'll be interesting, you know, as he goes forward, because of the delayed start to, we're all convinced, a delayed start to the offseason at least. If there's a delayed start to the season, that may be different. My guess is, while it's all well and good to rest a 43-year-old quarterback, which is what he'll be at the start of the next NFL season, he probably needs a little work in the offseason. And he can do those beach videos with Alex Guerrero and, you know, he can do all that stuff. But at some point, he's got to throw the football to real human beings who he's expecting to catch it, doesn't he?
Right. That's why I wonder, at some point, do we get something in Montana on that field that he built up there?
Do you have to sanitize the ball every time?
Well, they're so rich. I said this the other night to Mutt. They could probably just order like 5,000 footballs and use a different ball every snap.
I know, but every time Evans catches it, Brady was holding it.
Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
True. Yeah. I don't know. How do you sanitize it midair when it leaves Brady's hand?
Spray it.
Just Alex like a is there spraying
yeah,
the second.
Like a mister. You're throwing it through Lysol.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, if they're all tested, maybe they'll get tested before they go there. They're quarantined.
Famous. Good point.
Right.
They're famous.
They're athletic.
Tested.
They're tall. And they're famous. They're rich.
Do you guys have any symptoms? No.
No.
All right, come
you're
this way.
They're just going to get tested.
We'll get
you tested. Then 14 days later, they'll all go outside, work out with nice, clean balls.
Yeah. Let me give you two real-world updates, speaking of, you know, tested and all that stuff. Governor Charlie Baker has now said that all travelers arriving to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts are being instructed to self-quarantine for 14 days. That's within the last few minutes. Now, that's what the governor of Florida did as well, to which I said, yeah, people are going to do that. Sure they are.
Yeah, can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, sure.
So
I don't have an answer.
What if you work in a different state than you live?
What?
Like, what if you're coming to Massachusetts to work, or you're going to Rhode Island to work and then coming back to
Well, if you're essential.
Right.
And you're still at work.
You know what you're getting now?
There might be like a loophole there.
What you're getting now, especially down on the Cape, the Vineyard, the island, what you're getting is people from New York who are just trying to get the hell out of New York.
Right.
And are coming to their Cape homes and their island homes. And those are the ones who are scaring the hell out of people down there.
Why don't they just get tested? They sound rich.
But you also aren't going to be able to make anybody self-quarantine for 14 days. You may request it, which Baker has done, which the governor of Florida has done. How are you going to enforce it?
And when he says self-quarantine, he truly means self-quarantine. Like, if you have kids, if you have stay in a different room, house, apartment.
Yeah, let me go to my second house.
A flop house
quick.
Like Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I'll be at my second house for 2 weeks.
I only have one option to go home to.
I got the one house. Yeah.
So I may mock the governor for that particular part of it, but he did something else today, which he got late to the table, but he finally got there as everybody knew he would. Your Massachusetts state taxes are now not going to be due until July 15th instead of April 15th.
I just rushed to drop them off literally yesterday at the accountant to get them done.
And everybody
was
scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, once the U.S. taxes were delayed, everybody's saying, okay, Massachusetts, let's go. And he kept saying, no, we need the money. We're going to we're gonna keep it. And today they moved the deadline.
Just do them online. What else are you doing? You're home? Do them online.
I don't think that's a good idea if you're not really.
What do you mean?
If you don't know
my
how to
do
them.
My wife does them online every year. We did ours
I do my
ago.
Own, Andy.
Yeah,
you can't do them?
Well, you know, you
it
get...
walks you right through.
But even when you have, like,
click this.
It literally takes you step by step.
No, but even with side gigs and stuff.
Side gigs. Look at this guy.
Well, if you're keeping track of it, then that shouldn't be an issue.
Well, I don't trust the system because in college, I telefiled and did it on the phone. And
there's your first mistake.
Yeah, no kidding.
You were years ahead of this thing.
Wow, you did it back then. And then 5 years later, I got a letter from the IRS saying I had misfiled my taxes and I owed them not only money but penalties. And I'm like, all I did was punch the damn numbers you told me into the phone.
And then the wrestler IRS showed up at his house and
Irwin R. Scheister, no kidding.
I got audited when I was like 19 years old.
Yeah, so like you can't trust those people. Yeah.
And they wanted that $1.32.
Yeah, give it back.
Get it in here.
So ever since I've been going to an accountant, it's been And I don't want to knock on wood.
Oh, here
if
we go.
Knock on wood. No, I'm not saying it. I'm not jinxing myself. Forget it.
I wouldn't if I were you.
No, nothing.
Don't do that.
Let's get to a call here real quick because Rick thinks we're hypocrites, which
you are.
We probably
Dale is.
Are. Hi, Rick.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good.
I have a couple of things I want to say because I've been listening to you guys for years, and you always kiss Brady's can like he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, which basically he is. Mm-hmm. But now you guys knock him down, make fun of every word he says. I can't believe what hypocrites all you guys on this station are.
So to be fair, Rick, I also made fun of him during Tom versus Time when he was on the team. We made fun of him this year for sad Tom Brady. I think he's a great player. I think some of the bag of nuts that he would sell, I thought was a joke even then. Right. I also said I think he's going to be the MVP of the league playing for Tampa. So I mean, you're right. There's a lot of different voices on the station. I feel like with Brady, I've been consistent. Greatest player ever. I wanted the Patriots to re-sign him. But some of the stuff he does is pretty easy to make fun of, including actually, I wasn't even making fun of the email. I was just saying I disagree with he has no extra motivation. That's all I was saying there.
And I would argue that I know I'm new to this sort of spectrum. I think you're probably talking about Dale and Keith here in a little more of a package. But I can tell you for years, literally on Patriots.com, I was called a Brady hater because I had the audacity to question individual aspects, not his greatness, not the sum total of
like
the parts.
Like when he trademarks Tom Terrific.
Right.
We kind of all made fun
of
him
for
that.
Or when he skips OTAs.
Yeah.
And you've told me forever, Tom, that every rep matters with every player, but now you're telling me it doesn't matter. I'll be fine when I get there. I'm not like so. Yeah. Along the way, there are individual decisions he made and events that occurred that you could question, but he was still great. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us still acknowledged his greatness.
I mean, I agree. I agree on some of those things, the OTAs and stuff like that. He should have been there all the time. But what you guys really should be on is not so much Brady as it is Bill Belichick, because that guy right now is sabotaging the Patriots, and he'll probably end up leaving them in the lurch when they really need somebody.
How's he sabotaging them?
Because he doesn't sign the people he's supposed to sign. He lets all these clowns in. He brings Brian Hoyer, the worst quarterback that's ever played.
See, Rick, we're more alike than you think. You are absolutely dead on about the Brian Hoyer thing. I'm with you on that.
But, Rick, isn't this the same call you could have had, and thanks for the call, Rick, for the last 20 years, every spring,
he's sabotaging.
You let go.
How come he's not signing anybody?
You let Vinatieri go? Well, you traded Mankins? Ryan you traded Seymour? Boyer. What are you doing?
So yes and no. Because I remember in season questioning Jamie Collins. Like, how do you get rid of Jamie Collins? And then it ended up not backfiring. Or Logan Mankins. I questioned
his ego's in the way. He doesn't like Collins. You shipped him to Cleveland just to hurt him.
This year's different, though, because
Brady's gone.
Yeah. You don't have Brady.
Okay. But if he believes that's the best thing to do, don't we trust him?
So I think right now, there's no way Belichick is going to win March, April, May, June, July. Like, he's going to get crushed these months.
Almost never does.
But if he goes out there and goes 9-7, 10-6, everybody, myself included, is going to have to, spin a different tune.
And if he goes 6-10?
Then we were all right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith with Hart, and it's time to trend.
Brian Hall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keith is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out of the way.
On WEEI.
What's the likelihood that AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. There's no room. And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
If he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach, I just want to play with Tom, you still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
He was kind of negative on the whole Antonio Brown to Tampa Bay thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's really been there and done that a little bit. He's spent some time with AB in Pittsburgh, and I think he knows how it would probably end and not work. And B, he knows he really doesn't need him.
Well, he kind of doesn't. As much as I think Antonio Brown is one of the great receivers of the last decade, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are on that track too. Right. Evans might already be. Godwin had a fantastic year last year, and that's with a guy throwing 30 picks. So they don't really need him. You know, if he was a defensive player or even a running back, there might be more of a conversation right. to be had than
offensive linemen.
Like, it's almost overkill when you also factor in O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, who are good tight ends, who I would assume are going to be even bigger parts of the offense this year. And, you know, Arians does know him, but it was a while ago. It was his rookie year and his second year.
It was pre-cuckoo.
In Pittsburgh. Yeah, it was when he was almost more like a return man. He was like a great punt returner.
Right.
Although he did have, I think his second year was where he kind of started to emerge as a deep threat receiver. But
I do love Arians' just like honesty. Just immediately, not going to happen. Not enough room. Not enough money either. giggles to himself.
But I also wonder, maybe Arians is telling the truth because he clearly was about Brady at that thing. Yeah, you don't think it's one of these like throw him off the scent things?
I do. What scent do you need to throw out? Like the guy's barely clawing to get back in the NFL. I don't know if you're outbidding 20 teams to get his services. Like,
it's a good point. Like, what would he have to sign for right now anyway? Pretty low in like all incentives.
Doesn't it feel like it may be hard for him to even find a landing spot at this point?
Yes.
Yep. It does. Because, first of all, a bad team makes no sense. We talked about this last year when he became available. Bad teams, like, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to, you know, maybe create a culture or get these young receivers more of the reps and stuff. So it makes no sense.
Plus, you might ruin a young. If you're a bad team, you either don't have a quarterback or you have a young quarterback.
That's a good one, too. Like, specifically young/bad quarterback, no sense.
Nope.
And I don't even know if he'd want to do it. Like, maybe desperate times, like he would have to, right. or it's the only job. But it doesn't make a lot of sense for him to go to a worse quarterback because he wants to prove to Pittsburgh and Oakland and New England they made a mistake.
Right.
So it's hard to do that with Dwayne Haskins if he's throwing the ball into the ground.
If any opportunity. It probably works out better for him a mid-year. Somebody blows out an ACL. Some team feels a little desperation.
Well, that's just it. Because this year, I think Brady could be the MVP, and it seems like, it's the perfect setup. But it's also one of those years where it always happens when a team is sort of propped up, like this is going to be their year. Godwin's going to blow his ACL in preseason.
And they would actually make sense.
That. And then at that point, if Godwin or Evans goes down, then I think Brown shows up. Because think about it. The Saints brought him in last year. And they were like, hey, don't bring an entourage. He was like, what? Bring an entourage? And then film the whole thing and make a rap about it. So Saints are out. The Seahawks brought in Josh Gordon and now Philip Dorsett over him. So the Seahawks are out. And then you're just trying to look at other good teams. Like, would San Francisco do it? Would Baltimore, even though they're more of a run attack team? Kansas City? Like, those
Houston
are the teams that make sense.
Just got rid of an elite receiver.
Houston maybe actually.
Can you
would
imagine
make a little,
him
and Bill
and
O'Brien?
Billy O'Brien.
Yes, please do that.
I'll take the under. Whatever you set as the length of tenure, I'll take the under.
What if Kansas City got him, though?
I like that one.
Tariq
Hill.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
No. Yeah, you said that real funny.
Yeah, what happened?
Tyreek.
Why did
Close
I do
enough.
That?
You
like, not really.
You like skipped like the
I'm
Y.
I'm a semi-professional.
Tariq.
It's sort of like Stephen A. Smith yesterday saying, Similac.
Yeah, like what happened?
It's Similac.
Anyway, if he blew out his ACL, maybe that's one because
I think
he has
could
to
use
respect
with
the
him.
Whole. Okay, you just love these
teams. I like the super teams. I really do. I'm caught up in
but
the super teams.
But only offensive super teams. I never hear you like, they should get the best corner and the best pass
rusher.
I like rusher.
The, you know, the 2015 Broncos.
No. Did you? You didn't.
No, I hated them. But I mean, maybe he could be done because I thought Brady going to a team other than New England or the Raiders opened a door up. Chargers, Dolphins, Bucks opened a door. But if Bruce Arians is saying no,
you know what it's going to probably take? And I haven't done any research on this, but remember last year, the story about Odell, OBJ and Landry was, they're with their college wide receivers coach. He's the guy. He'll get the best. Something like that. Whoever, some coach
Brown,
that AB
who can
has supposedly a special relationship with.
I thought Brady was that guy. I really did.
See, I truly thought the only way he was going to get a job is if Brady said, listen, Bruce, I'll come in. I'll sign with you guys, but AB's got to come too.
Right. And they would have been like, okay, we'll give it a shot. Like, and then you talk to him and be like, listen, if the same stuff happens that happened in New England, we're going to have to let him go. We can't keep him at all costs, but we'll take a shot on him. You know, if that's going to be the difference between you going to the Chargers or us, then, yeah, we'll take a chance. But obviously that didn't have to happen.
And by the way, if you are concerned about, you know, the mental health and stability of Antonio Brown, the closer he comes to realizing it ain't happening, the worse he's going to get.
Yes. Actually,
he's going to go completely off the rails.
What's his status right now? Does he still have a monitor on?
Is he on house arrest, you mean?
Remember, he had a monitor for a while.
He was. I think he cut... No, because he did a video cutting it off, I think.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Well, or taking it off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, not like, I'm done. I know. I think it was...
I read a thing the other day where his accuser in Florida, she was trying to get the courts to accept a lie detector test that she took and supposedly passed, and the judge just said, no, we don't do that here.
But he also still has the truck driver, right? That's a separate pending issue with the assault and everything that went down with that furniture delivery truck driver. So there's just so much going on that it gets harder and harder to envision his return. With the limited teams, that would make sense. The unknown status of the NFL season, the unknown status of what his status will be, you know, suspension-wise, 8 games, 4 games, 10 games, indefinite. You know, where does that all... There's just too many questions about it.
Look at his Instagram story. I can't figure out what's going on here at the end. But someone's working on, like, a sauna? What is that?
It's sometimes hard to tell.
I don't know what's going on. But
he's still in a sauna?
No, like, somebody else is, like, working on it or something. I can't figure it out. And it's, like, at his house, I think.
He has a sauna?
6:24 in the morning. I don't know if that's
lots
a sauna.
Lots of people do.
Have you heard all those... inaccurate reports that sauna is a cure for corona. There was also those inaccurate...
Bleach work?
Also hair dryers. If you blow the hair dryer extra hot up your nose.
I heard that guy. He was in Florida.
That kind of got debunked rather quickly,
yeah,
too.
It's weird
burn
how
your
that
face.
Happens.
If you just burn yourself, you won't get it.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wash your hands often with soap and warm water.
All you can do.
I did hear that driving in, and it really affected
social
me.
Distance.
Yes, warm water. Now, how warm?
As hot as you can take it.
Really?
Hot as you can stand it. Yep.
Is that the rule?
Yep.
617-779-7937. That's Keefe and Hart back there. I'm Dale at this end. We get right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, WEEI presents Cooking Tips with Dale Arnold.
It's a bad plan to boil a dead cat that you haven't gutted yet.
Dale and Keefe on EEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. So I was reading a little more. We mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
We'll get right back to the calls. I mentioned it earlier about Roman Reigns has apparently pulled out of WrestleMania. And apparently, they're not pleased. No comment from the WWE as yet.
Yeah, Vince will probably fire him. Be like, what are you doing? Business is normal.
I don't think that's a good look.
No, it wouldn't be.
You fire a guy who overcame cancer because he's uncomfortable performing during a pandemic.
Listen, I didn't say they did fire him. I just said I wouldn't be shocked.
I feel like that would be like the 76ers taking, you know, everybody's pay. Vince would have to turn around real quick on that one.
Yeah.
Would not be received well. But you know who else is an issue here? Say this continues and a few more people pull out.
Wrestlers, you mean?
Yeah. How about Gronk? He already is set up to fail.
What's he doing?
Already set up to fail. He is not capable of doing...
Two-night host of WrestleMania in front of no crowd.
Right.
We already saw his debut on SmackDown.
I personally don't think The Rock or Justin Timberlake or Chris Rock, whoever you think the most talented entertainer is.
The Rock or Chris Rock.
I don't think any of those guys would be really set up to succeed. It's almost a thankless, unwinnable proposition. And now you're going to have Gronk doing it, who's never done it before. And, oh, by the way, some of the top wrestlers and talent might pull out.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that is such a you-need-the-crowd type of spectacle.
Yes.
It's like a stand-up comedian with no crowd.
Yes.
What are we doing?
The empty arena shows that, I mean, to their credit, they're trying to fill TV time. They're doing what they can do, and I give them credit for that.
And I think they're doing well, because there's nothing on. I think I read that somewhere.
They fall flat for me.
Yeah.
Well, they're just weird. And I think people are tuning in because they know that it's like, this is really odd. Like, and I think, I don't know how long that appeal will last, but I thought I read somewhere that either AEW or Raw or SmackDown, maybe it was the Gronk SmackDown.
That did really well.
Well.
Mutt was reading some of it the other night on his show.
There's just nothing else to watch.
Right.
So that's a huge key, and that's probably what's, you know, making them continue to do it.
Yeah, I believe the two highest rated cable programs for whatever span Mutt was using, number two was SmackDown, and number one was the AEW, so one of their
Crazy.
Shows. So,
and they're in front of empty arenas, and they got guys wrestling and putting on promos, and they're trying to do their shows still.
They look ridiculous when at the beginning of their intro they come out and they're gesturing to the crowd like they would normally do. Come on, come on.
Well, they're like, they're in their heads, they're like, people at home are standing up on their couches right now, and they are really into it.
And it stinks to be a bad guy or a heel, because usually they like make fun of somebody in the crowd or like, no, you're an idiot, you're fat or something.
Boston's disgusting.
Right. You got nothing to go to. There's no cheap pop. There's no anything.
There's no pop.
There's no pop.
So that is really weird. And but again, it comes down to, we talked about this with the NHL and the NBA. It's like, would you rather, you know, no games or games without crowds? And it's like, well, games without crowds.
Like, right, if I have to choose between the two.
That's a little different because it's not quite.
It's not as reliant. Yeah. It's not nearly as reliant as wrestling, but they're saying we're going to keep pushing through. But I don't know. I haven't watched it with all these. I've seen some clips with, and I obviously saw the Gronk thing. But are they doing anything with, like, I don't know, tag teams and stuff, where all of a sudden you get multiple people in the ring? Like, they probably have to cut down on that, don't they?
I would. Yeah, I haven't watched much of it either.
Yeah,
but
I don't
my
know.
Guess is.
But like WrestleMania, like one of the things, and this will be my last little nerd WrestleMania thing, but one of the WrestleMania events is what they call a battle royal, where they literally have 30 guys in the ring at once.
Yeah.
That's out, right? That's got to be out.
Can't do that.
But it's actually banned by the government.
Do you go through and do you like sanitize the ring after every single match? You're going to have to, right? If you're going to be, if you're not going to want to get ripped for that, because even if it's just a one-on-one match, all right, those guys are done. Now two more come in. Now two more come in. Now two more come in. Like, there's way more people than, like, our studio, for example, that come in. So I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but I wonder if that's what they think. Hey, people are going to be intrigued. Like, what? So WrestleMania is not this weekend, but next weekend.
You think it'll go on?
Yeah. They're saying it is.
No, I know they are saying, but do you think?
I think
they now have a star that's pulled out. There are, I would say, the concerns in the country are growing.
There's so many matches, though. They have enough for two nights.
Okay.
So if Roman Reigns is out, right, that's one match. I think they're going to keep going.
No, but what if is it on pay-per-view? What's the television status?
Well, so it's WWE Network. If you have it, it comes included.
Right.
And pay-per-view, I think maybe you can, even though it doesn't make sense to do it because it's cheaper just to get the $10 for the month.
Right.
So, but I'm sure they normally probably get an uptick in subscriptions during WrestleMania time.
That's what I always do.
And this year, So I'm on the fence this year. I don't know if it's worth. I usually watch it just for the, you know, entertainment, 3 hours or whatever. I don't know.
I feel like we have to watch it for Gronk, like
our
portion of our
job.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about
Gronk. It's a business write-off.
Oh, yeah, just write it off. Just write it off.
Yeah, taxes aren't due anyway, so what am I writing off?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
617-779-7937. Ted's on the cell phone. Hey, Ted.
Good afternoon, guys. Glad to hear everybody's doing well.
Yep, thanks, Ted. Thanks.
Rich,
yep.
I don't know if I heard you correctly, but did you say you need to use hot water and the hotter the better when washing your hands?
Hot as you can stand it.
See, now, I don't believe that's true. I'm someone who has to work, and I have underlying conditions, so I have to be real careful. But the CDC put out a video. Basically, you need the water for the soap to be activated and to lather. Hot water does affect the disease they feel. So, like, if you drink a hot drink,
okay,
and you have it in your throat, they said that will help. But you don't want people necessarily using hot and possibly scalding themselves when they don't have to. Even cold water
is the key.
Soap is the key. You got to kill it with the soap, not the heat.
What if I get
words to live by.
What if I get it up to like 140, 150 degrees Fahrenheit? What about
that? Burn?
Yeah, burn the virus.
Go to the hospital and you're going to get treated for the burn, but it won't change.
And when you go to the hospital, you might come in contact with Corona.
You probably won't be able to hold your sword.
You mean his actual sword, right?
Both.
Andy, he has a sword.
I know. I haven't seen it as much lately. Are we on hiatus there? Is that coronavirus?
Last time we did it,
the coconut, right?
A lot of coconut came flying towards my wife. And so
she's worried.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to see the fish.
Because Wiggy's like, you got to do two.
You got to do fish.
I know, but in this current environment.
I want a full fish. I want its head off.
I don't want to waste a fish right now. I got
to
eat
the
fish.
Might need to eat it.
I got to eat whatever food we got
but
in the
house.
But
you know what they used to say. Give a man a fish, he eats for one night.
Yeah.
Teach him how to fish.
Good
eats
point.
For life. So if you learn how to fish, you'll have plenty of fish. You can cut the head off.
Where am I going to go to fish?
The water.
Yeah, but I don't want to be near anybody. I bet everybody's fishing
right
now.
Fishing can be a pretty solitary activity. And you might, help you provide food for your family and give your daughter a little fish.
I would like to provide food for my family.
See?
I got a fish.
Fishing and then chopping the head off. Boom. And then use the head to go crabbing. Right? And then you put the head in the water. Now you're crabbing. Now you have a side dish to go with your fish.
I don't hate. Look at you.
That sounds horrible. Look at
you, Dr. Seuss.
I'm a rhymer. Every timer.
Tyler's in Saugus. Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Hey, just so you guys know about the whole AEW WWE thing. Roman Reigns pulled out because he did deal with leukemia and that did weaken his immune system.
We said
right.
That.
No, and these, but there are other wrestlers these, who are not comfortable either.
Yeah, and those a lot of them have already been in quarantine. Like I lived in Florida close to Orlando, so I did have a lot of connections within those companies. And this whole thing, the corona, it's tough for them because they love this stuff. They want to put on the show for the fans, even if they're not going to be in attendance. And they just, it's more of they want to stay healthy, but at the same time, they feel bad for hurting their fans that every week watch everything. So that's why they're pre-taping so much. And now with Orlando being in a shelter in place or a stay-at-home like we are, it's thrown everything into a loop. Like everything's been confirmed that he did get pulled out. It's no backlash. It's because of his own personal health reasons that they helped him get through a couple of years ago.
And there are others though, like right. Rey Mysterio's in quarantine right now. There's a female wrestler. I can't remember her name. She's in quarantine right now. You've got a number of performers who are saying, you know what? I'm not even allowed to go in the building right now.
And it's not just, I mean, obviously Roman Reigns overcame cancer, but what about, you're going to tell me there's no wrestlers that are on the card for WrestleMania that, I don't know, have asthma? Because it people with asthma
or
have
all,
issues.
Yeah, right.
Right. Any
all
of those of underlying, conditions. You know, not cancer, but still increase their issues. And we've come to learn that it can get anybody. I mean, I don't know if you have, guys have followed this case of
the
Bates lacrosse player. He's 25, two-time All-American. He's in a medically induced coma because he is on the verge of death from coronavirus. He basically went to the hospital one day and was almost dead the next day.
Insane.
And this is a two-time, 25-year-old All-American lacrosse player. So we're all in danger. I know the numbers, the percentages maybe sway in a certain direction, but the idea that if you're, you know, under 40 or under 50 and you're fine, that has sort of been proven.
Yeah.
You might have a better chance, but you're still not out of the woods.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing that's been proven incredibly false over the last couple of weeks is the whole, it's only the old people who get it anyway.
Right.
Young people will be
everybody
fine.
Everybody gets it. Everybody could get sick. Yes, there's a higher percentage for the older people or they're predisposed to certain things or have a background. I know my wife freaks out a little bit just because she has asthma. She was a premature baby. She had really bad asthma at a young age. And she's like, does that mean I'm, you know, how much more susceptible am I? You don't really know until probably it's too late and you find out the hard way.
On the news this morning, I saw where a 10-month-old baby has tested positive for the coronavirus. I mean, there is no age limit here. You know, there's no,
nope.
Oh, well, if I'm under 60, I'll be fine.
Nope.
It's not how it works.
And apparently if you use extra hot water, like somebody told me on the radio.
Hot as you can take it.
Then it'd be scolding you.
Scolding, yeah.
That's jump not on the word.
More was, scalding.
Do you want the virus or do you want a couple of burns?
Ted had a little bit of words with Wiggy there when scolding you.
By the way, I don't know if you guys remember Ted, but last time Ted called, he said this.
What on earth does singing have to do with Karaoke Tuesday?
Same guy.
Same guy.
That guy, huh?
I'm a big fan of Ted then.
So he hates Karaoke Tuesday, and he has some good hot water, cold water facts for
but
us.
He listens a lot.
So soap is the key, according to Ted in the car.
Now, does it matter what kind of soap, Dr. Keith?
Well, it's supposed
now that you ask.
Like the other day, looking underneath my bathroom sink, I found one of these big jugs that you use to refill, you know, your soap bottle on the sink.
Soft
but it
soap?
Was antibacterial soap, which you can't find. Ooh. And I found this big jug of it, and it was
you
like, Eureka.
Sold it? $1,000
how
eBay?
How much?
I'm using it.
Oh. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
That's it. See, that's a good tip.
I'm using it with scalding hot water and burning my hands.
Yeah, as hot as you can stand it.
Scalding water.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
It's very upset with you.
Trying to move
past
that.
It's the best kind.
617-779-7937. What else you got is, or I should say, that's later on. Kiefer Madness, our week in review, where we'll have wise words from Wiggy, right?
You better believe it.
Best part of the week.
Yep, we got a good one.
So we've got that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And is it possible? Ooh, you're going to hate me for even asking this. Is it possible you could have a fall without football? We'll
Dale,
talk about that in just,
what are you doing?
Just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.